This is Matins.
Right now we welcome Nadine Pile in our Hope-Filled Family slot on a Friday, and we still talking about spring cleaning our lives, and of course we are doing a little wrap-up of this. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Kanya.
And how's Freyhate today?
Freyhate is good this morning.
Okay, that's all you're going to say. So you just opened the curtain and looked outside, I suspect, and said, I'm afraid it's good.
It looks safe to go out.
Okay. No, thank you very much. A beautiful series we've been focusing on of spring cleaning our lives. I mean, we've looked at relationships, we've looked at all sorts of things, finances, habits, and so on. And I think what these say is that, you know, we as human beings are such complex species, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. You know, we are complex, we are creative, we are so unique. Each one of us, you know, in our behaviors, in our thoughts, and, you know, even in our emotions. And yes, this has been a beautiful topic because I think, you know, Kanya, this is a topic, it's not only about, you know, the negative things about us as people, but it's about hope. Hope for us to live better lives, hope for us to do better, and hope for us to know that we can move forward from wherever we are.
And, you know, as I say, the complexity also then comes in that, of course, unlike other animals, in inverted commas, we have been given the mind to think. So we don't act on instinct. But, of course, then that comes with emotions. And that's something that you mentioned now, you know, as we spring cleaning, also one needs to look at emotions. And this is why we have what we call EQ or emotional intelligence as well.
Yes, we are emotional beings, and it's a very important part of how we have been created. It's a part for us to pay attention to. It's a part of ourselves that we need to nurture. And I think very importantly to realize that there's no good or bad emotion within us. When we become accepting of that fact of ourselves, we can then be able to manage our emotions and to live healthier lives, have better relationships with each other, but also a better relationship with ourselves.
And then, of course, this also speaks to the question of mental health. So as we've been talking about spiritual cleansing or spiritual spring cleaning, really looking at also then looking at one's mental health as well, that one needs to take care of that. And it's been proven that it's not only when you feel overwhelmed that you need to do that, but it's almost like an everyday thing.
Yes, you know, I cannot, you know, emphasize that enough, that we should not wait until, you know, we are in a crisis to take care of our mental health. Our mental health depends on small daily habits that we can incorporate into our lives in order for us to be mentally healthy. Because I think, you know, life is unpredictable. And so when we can take care of ourselves, when we make ourselves a priority every day, when we do encounter those circumstances where life throws us this curveball, I think we then have the resources to handle it better.
And so spring cleaning is, as you said earlier, you know, being, when you look at emotions, is not only, we're not saying it's negative. And so spring cleaning is also not necessarily negative, but it's to really look at these various aspects that we looked at and saying, I have to clean here, I have to clean that. The same way you spring clean your house. Yes, you spring clean sometimes because it's dirty, but sometimes you just spring clean because you feel there's a need now to clean and just have the house feel fresh and clean and so on.
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, we want to freshen things up for ourselves. You know, we want to rejuvenate ourselves. We want to restore ourselves. And so that is very important. And it comes down to self-care. And I mean, just as we take stock of everything else around us, you know, even when we look in the workplace, there are always times where there is a time for reflection on how things are going. So we should also be able to take that time for reflection on our own lives, and not only when life is crazy or when life is not going so well, but to be able to take stock and to say, okay, you know, this is where I am. And let's see what we can do to change things up a bit, to make life even better.
And what are we looking at, Nadine, when we do that? When we look at self now, the inner self, and really say, what can I change? Where can I change? What exactly are we looking at as we reflect?
I think there are a few practices that, you know, we need to take into consideration, you know, to be able to incorporate into our lives when we are looking at ourselves. I think the one important thing, Kanya, is to look at our thoughts, and to be able to identify, you know, certain, maybe, should I say, heavy thoughts, or even outdated, scripts that replay in our minds. Because once we can identify these, because they no longer serve us, we can then be able to release them. And I always feel that, you know, when we are able to identify and release things that are taking up mental space for us, then we do create more space within ourselves. And I always feel like we need to create more space within ourselves to be able to receive, you know, blessings, to be able to receive those good things that need to come to us. Because when our thought space is chaotic and cluttered and full of negative thoughts, heavy thoughts, whatever you want to call them, or even outdated thoughts, you know, a lot of the time we hang on to things of the past. And they replay in our minds. And when we release them, only then can we acknowledge the blessings that we have and the blessings that are to come to us.
Sure. Only then do we acknowledge. So inner self also starts from a place of knowing yourself and where you are trying to go. Then there must be some kind of a goal to look forward to.
We should always be able, I feel, to say, you know, this is the person I want to be. Because we are continuously growing. We are continuously changing. So to have that idea of this is the type of person I want to be will actually help us to determine what we need to keep and what we need to let go of, you know, what needs to go in the tossing pile, you know. And so I feel when we're looking at our thoughts to incorporate, you know, time to reflect, time maybe to journal, time maybe to meditate. Those are the type of things that can help us to clear out that mental space. And in the midst of all of that, we then are cultivating gratitude. We are able to then see the things we we have and the things that are going great. So we're not only looking for the negative things, but we are taking stock of also the things that we have and the things that are going well and the blessings we already have in our life.
And it's important to do that because, you know, it's very easy for us to be told that, you know, we are not worth it. Sometimes it's not in words. Sometimes it's in action. Sometimes it's on social media. And sometimes it's just how we feel from how people look at us and so on. And so this period then to really sit and look at the positives, that gratitude journal. Journaling what you're grateful for in your life and also acknowledging that this is actually a positive in my life. That sounds like it's a good plan, Nadine.
It's an excellent plan, you know. It's really taking us to a place of appreciation. And when we create, you know, that energy around us, Kanya, of gratitude, of appreciation, of thankfulness, despite even all the things that are going wrong at that moment, we put ourselves on a different frequency. You know, we are able to be in the world and see the world differently by creating that different outlook for ourselves. Because all of this is about work we have to do on ourselves. No one can do it for us. And I'm glad you speak of social media, because one of the other things we can do for ourselves in terms of spring cleaning our lives and our mental space, you know, is to be able to limit comparison. Because they say comparison is the thief of joy, and yes, it is. So when we constantly looking at other people's lives and constantly looking, especially because people's lives are so accessible on social media, we tend to create these unhealthy comparisons. We have then a very distorted view of reality. And we can then tend to hate our lives, to hate ourselves. We become then, you know, almost, you know, set on looking at other people and not on what we actually have and what we can contribute to the world.
And yet that's how the world is, isn't it? I mean, competition thrives, or people thrive on competition. This is why we have soccer clubs. You know, they play against each other. They compete against each other. Choir competition. So people compete against one another and so on. So one then needs to recognize that this is sort of healthy competition and it's a fun competition. But I think the danger comes when someone you know, comes and says, oh, you are useless. You know, one of the fans say, you know, you play for a big team and one of your fans comes and says, actually, you are useless. How can you lose so many goals against that useless team or whatever the case is? And so that can really impact on one's outlook, but also that inevitability to compare.
Yes, I mean, it is a competitive world. You know, even when I look at parenting, you know, parenting has also become a competition now, you know, how am I the best parent? And parents are putting themselves really at a disadvantage in terms of it's becoming a very materialistic thing. And so the joy is missing in all of that. The intention is missing. It's getting lost in all of that. And with ourselves as well, we will lose ourselves because we will not know who we are. So it's important. It's important for us to know who we are. It's important for us to know what our values are in life. it's important for us to know the type of person we want to grow into, because there is so much noise, you know, and when you do not know yourself, it's very easy to succumb into that you're not good enough, because you don't have 1, 2, and 3, because you have not achieved A, B, and C. So it is important to create and strengthen your sense of self so that you can navigate this world for what it is. It is a rough world out there. We are actually living in a very selfish world, but it's our duty personally to say, I don't want to be part of that. This is how the world should be. And this is the type of person I want to be. And this is what I want to offer into this world. And then to focus on that.
Nadine Pillay at rocketmail.com. That's her email address. That's how you can get in touch with her. Anything else, Nadine, this Friday?
So, Kanye, I think, you know, very important part of our, you know, taking care of ourselves and our emotions, our mental health, everything about us, is to be able to embrace forgiveness, to be able to let go of resentment, to lighten our own emotional loads, to let go of the past, to find healing for ourselves, to find strength, to strengthen ourselves spiritually. And I think forgiveness has a very big role to play in all of this.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others. 77 times 7 times.
Very, very daunting when you think about it. But when we really look into it, sometimes we are holding on to too much. And it's making the journey through life very difficult. And so by sitting down, taking some time and reflecting, we can maybe sort that type of, that pile out, you know, of what can I let go? What am I still struggling with? Maybe it's going to take me a little bit more time, but maybe there are some things that we can let go of now. And we have to remember, forgiveness is a choice that we make.
Nadine, thank you so much once again for your time this morning. The next time we'll speak will be in the month of October. Yeah?
Exciting. It's almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas. We are 2 months to it. Well, 2 months, and a few days. Yeah. But thank you very much, Nadine, always for this beautiful advice that you give us here on Matins. And we speak again next time. God bless.
Thank you, Kanya. Bye-bye.